Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to our prayer service this morning. Let's just begin to go ahead and usher in the Lord, thanking him for waking us up this morning and being with us through the night.
Thank you, Jesus.
So good.
Thank you, Lord.
He is
thank
so grateful. Father, we love you and thank you, God.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Life is in this service, God. Have your way,
thank
Lord.
You, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Touch him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are so you are so worthy.
Thank you.
Yes. Continue to usher in his presence. Continue to praise him and worship him. As the prayers are going forth, I want you to pray with the leads today. And let's just have a glorious time in God today. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our first prayer lead. Brother Minister Berry?
Yes, ma'am.
You can go right ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio. And this morning, my topic is Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Pray for peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heart that seeks your perfect peace in a world that is often filled with chaos, uncertainty, and fear. I turn to you, my refuge and strong tower. Your word in Philippians 4:6-7 reminds me not to be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, to present my request to you. You promise that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Lord, today I release every burden, every worry, and every fear into your capable hands. The weight of this world can often feel overwhelming, but I know that you are greater than any challenge I may face. You are the God of peace, the one who speaks calm into the storm and brings stillness into the troubled heart. When I'm troubled, remind me that you are always near. Let me not carry the cares of this world alone, but instead lay them at your feet, trusting that you are working all things together for my good. Dear God, I ask for peace in my mind. So often my thoughts race with worry, doubt, and fear of the unknown. I surrender my anxious thoughts to you, and I ask that you replace them with thoughts of hope, faith, and assurance in your promises. Dear God, your word says in Isaiah 26:3 that you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Father, help me to fix my thoughts on you, to meditate on you, your goodness, and to walk in the assurance that you are in control. Lord, I pray for peace in my heart. When my emotions rise with fear, when my soul feels heavy with the weight of uncertainty, I ask that you fill me with your perfect peace. Let your presence be my resting place. Remind me that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, fill my heart with your love, for your perfect love casts out all fear. When I feel restless, please remind me that I can always find rest in your peace. Lord Jesus, you said in John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Dear God, thank you for the gift of peace that is not based on circumstances, but is rooted in your unchanging nature. When the storms of life rage around me, help me to remember that your peace is within me, unshaken and unmovable. Father, I lift up my family and loved ones to you. I ask that you cover them with your peace. If any are burdened, may they find relief in your presence. If any are anxious, may they find comfort in your promises. If any are troubled, may they experience the stillness that comes from trusting in you. Father God, guard our hearts and minds, Lord. Keep us steadfast in faith, knowing that you are always with us. Lord, I also pray for peace in my home. Let my home be a place where your presence dwells. Let every conversation in my home be filled with grace, love, and understanding. Let there be no room for strife, anger, or division, but instead, may my home be a sanctuary of peace and unity. May your spirit reign in my household, guiding our actions, our words, and our hearts. I pray for peace in my workplace, dear God. Help me. Father, let every interaction I have with others be marked by kindness and patience. If tensions arise, let me be an instrument of peace. Give me the wisdom to handle conflicts with grace and the humility to speak understanding over pride. May my attitude reflect the love and peace of Christ in all that I do. Lord, I also pray for peace in my community. There's so much division, so much hurt, and so much brokenness in the world. But I know that you are the God who heals. Let your peace flow into every neighborhood, every street, and every heart. Bring reconciliation where there is division, healing where there is pain, and love where there is hatred. Dear God, let me be a light in my community, showing others the peace that comes from knowing you. I lift up the nations of the world to you, Father. I pray for peace across borders, for healing in war-torn lands, and for unity among people of all nations. May leaders seek your wisdom. May justice prevail, and may hearts be turned toward you. In places of oppression, may freedom reign. In places of fear, may courage rise. And in places of turmoil, may your divine peace bring restoration. Lord, I pray for peace in my spirit. Sometimes I struggle to find peace. Even in my quiet moments, I ask that you quiet my soul, still my heart, and remind me of your faithfulness. When doubt tries to creep in, let your truth rise above it. When fear whispers in the night, let your promises be louder. When uncertainty tries to shake me, let your word be my firm foundation. Father, I thank you that your peace is not just an absence of conflict, but a deep, abiding assurance that you are with me. Even when I don't understand what is happening around me, I can trust that you are working it all out in my favor. Your plans are good. Your ways are perfect, and your love is never ending. I choose to walk in peace today. I choose to let go of worry and hold on to faith today. I choose to trust in your timing, your will, and your wisdom today. I choose to rest in your presence today, knowing that you are my source of strength and peace every day. Lord, I receive your peace today. Let it fill my mind, my heart, my home, my relationships, and my entire being. May my life be a reflection of the peace that only you can give. May I share this peace with others, showing them the love of Christ through my actions, my words, and my life. Thank you, dear God. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your promise in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, that when I bring my request to you with thanksgiving, you will give me peace that surpasses all understanding. I receive that peace now, and I will carry it with me wherever I go. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. For those of you all that can't stay around and have to leave, may the peace of the Lord be with you until we get the opportunity to pray again. I will turn it back over to our host. And I thank you very much for the precious privilege of being able to pray with you.
Thank you, Minister Berry. Thank you. Minister Berry said that we have to receive the peace, receive God's peace. If you receive God's peace right now, just raise your hands and tell him thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for your peace today. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. Yes. Thank you all for joining us today on our prayer line. We are here Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Invite your friends, invite your coworkers, invite those who you come in contact with, those on your social media, to join the prayer line, to come in and get what they need to get through the day, because somebody is going to need peace today. And now they know that if they trust in God, then they can receive the peace that they're going to need for today. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. So if you have a testimony that you would like to share with us during the last part of our call today, just press 5 star and we will open up the line so that you can share your testimony with us. Again, it's Won't He Do It Wednesday. because he will, let us know how God has, what God has done in your life or in someone that you know in their life, because he has done so much for us. And it encourages others when we tell our story. So let's tell our story today. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead, Minister Andre.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Andre. I am praying on joy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My scripture reading will be coming from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, the 10th verse. And it reads, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Lord, a blessing to the reading of his word, and sanctify your hearts and minds. All those that believe. Thank you, Jesus. Definition of joy: a feeling of happiness that comes from success, good fortune, or a sense of well-being. Lasting feeling of happiness and contentment that comes from trusting in God. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We celebrate you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us joy on the inside of our hearts, Lord, that we belong to you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have opened up our understanding for your will for us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your joy this morning that comes with being a part of the family of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have taken us in. You have set us free, Lord. You have allowed us to be your children, and we thank you for that joy this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for you are coming back, Lord. We thank you for knowing that you're coming back for your church, Lord, your bride, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of being married to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being able to have a celebration, Lord, at your table, Lord. One day, Lord Jesus, one day soon, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for giving us the victory, Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, Lord, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I get joy when I think about all you have done for me, Lord Jesus. Where you brought us from, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your deliverance this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice, Lord. We thank you for giving us the joy of being born again, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting us free from our sins. Lord Jesus, we have a deep calm in us today, Lord Jesus, that you put there, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. A deep cheerfulness, Lord, that we have, Lord, in belonging to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for your goodness that you put in our hearts, Lord Jesus, that we can rejoice, Lord, and we can celebrate, Lord. We can come together and praise your most holy name, Lord. For you have realigned us, Lord, back with you, Lord Jesus. You have built back the relationships that we have tore down in our souls, in our lives, in our spirits, in our minds, Lord. You have restored them, Lord Jesus. You have renewed our minds, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you put your word back down in our heart, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the daily bread that comes forth every day, giving us an understanding of the joy that we can have in you, that the benefits that we have in you, Lord, that the freedom that we have in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you give us the strength today, Lord Jesus, to go forth in your joy, that we can spread it, Lord, to those that we come in contact with, Lord. In spite of our circumstances, Lord Jesus, you empower us today, Lord Jesus, to stand on your word, Lord Jesus, to glorify your name no matter what the circumstances is, Lord. You've given us the victory, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we got joy down on the inside of our souls. And we thank you, Lord, that it passes all understanding, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that we can have joy in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our situations, in the midst of our sicknesses, Lord. We can have joy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are the divine healer, Lord Jesus. You are the divine fixer, Lord Jesus. And we cast all our cares to you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that went forth this so far, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayer leads that are on the prayer line, or everybody that's on the prayer line this morning, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you give them joy, Lord, to face today, Lord Jesus. Whatever they come up against, Lord Jesus, let your joy be there for them, Lord Jesus. Let them know that they're not alone, Lord Jesus, that you're with them, Lord. And whatever they're doing, Lord Jesus, they can do it heartily and wholeheartedly to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for our bishop, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue to help him and strengthen him, Lord. And give him joy on the inside, Lord. When it's heavy, Lord, when the load gets heavy on him, Lord, send your joy there, Lord Jesus. Send your goodness, Lord Jesus. Send your prosperity to him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask for you to bless his wife, Pastor Lenore, Lord. Continue, Lord Jesus, to give her the instructions that she needs, Lord, to lead us, Lord Jesus, to pray for your church people, Lord, to pray for the body, to pray for those that are in her fold, Lord Jesus. Help her to minister to their needs, Lord Jesus. And those that are abroad, Lord, those that are in other countries, Lord, those that are going through hardship, Lord Jesus, we ask that you give them joy, Lord, in the midst of their troubles, Lord, in the midst of their despair, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, send aid, Lord Jesus, to those that are losing support from the United States, Lord. Let them find aid somewhere else, Lord Jesus, to help their war-torn countries, Lord. As only you can, Lord Jesus. Give them a sense of hope. Give them a sense of joy, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We ask that you have your way, Lord Jesus. We ask that you continue to bless those that are on our prayer list, those that are sick and afflicted, Lord, those that are going through right now, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray that your will be done in our lives, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to praise your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name, Jesus. We praise your name today, Lord Jesus, for your joy today, Lord Jesus. For sorrow endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, Lord. And we thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for the joy that you've given us today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the one accordness, Lord Jesus. We thank you for those that are praying with me this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up, Lord Jesus, this morning, Lord, with a mind, Lord Jesus, to give you the glory and the honor. We love you today, Lord Jesus. We love you with all our hearts, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name today, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you have your way, Lord. Watch over our children and our grandchildren, Lord Jesus. Keep them from any harm or danger, Lord, this day, Lord. We ask that souls be saved, Lord. In your name, Jesus, help us to plant good seeds wherever we go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Minister Andre, for your prayer today on joy. He said that joy is a benefit that we have in God. Joy is a benefit from trusting in God. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. It is Won't He Do It Wednesday? Yes, He will. We are telling our testimonies today. If you have a testimony that you would like to share at the end of our call, press 5 stars so that you will have the opportunity to. It is Wednesday, and we are sowing our midweek sacrifice of at least $25. If you would like to sow your seed today, you can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. While you're on the website, leave your prayer request. If there's something that you would like us to agree with you in prayer about, let us know about it. If you need special prayer for a loved one, let us know about it. You can let us know by filling out the form on our website. If you know someone that would be touched by the ministry, that includes the prayer call, the daily bread, the evening sacrifice, the midweek service, the Sunday service, have them text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. That's MAXIMIZE to 55444. That way they will be integrated into our system and receive our text messages and our emails about everything that the ministry is doing. So share that with someone and be a blessing to them today. Again, it is Won't He Do It Wednesday. If you have a testimony that you'd like to share, just hit 5 star and we will allow you to share that at the end of our call today. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead, Sister Cynthia.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. And my word today was healing, coming out of 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, at the 24th verse. And it says, who his own self bared our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We give you glory and we give you honor, for Lord, truly you're worthy to be praised. We thank you and we praise you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because your word says that by your stripes we were already healed in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we thank you for your healing, for you said that by your stripes we're healed, God. Lord, not only did you nail sin on the cross, God, but you also nailed healing. And so you came, God, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so, God, you said those that keep their mind on you, that you would keep our mind in perfect peace. So, God, we thank you that our mind is healed because, Lord, you told us to cast down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ, when our obedience is fulfilled. And so, God, we thank you, God, that we're walking in obedience, walking according to your word, calling those things that's not as though they already were, thanking you and praising you, God. Even before the answer comes, we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory because you said that the children of Israel could not enter in because of their unbelief, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're not living in unbelief, but we're believing you at your word. Because, Lord, you said that if we give you your word, would you not perform your word? And so, God, you said, God, to give you your word. You said that your word should not come back void, but it accomplished what we sent it to do. God, we got to begin to send your word forth, that you will accomplish your word, that you will answer your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have to know that we don't have to climb one mountain, God, because you didn't say for us to climb the mountain. You said for us to speak to the mountain. You said if we had faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to that sycamine tree that's standing in our way. What's standing in our way, Lord? What is the sycamine tree? Sickness and disease that tries to destroy and take over our body, God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, we don't have to accept it, God. We just begin to speak out of our mouth, I'm healed according to the word of God because he nailed it on the cross. I'm healed because he said I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And as we begin to speak your word, God, and not speak the things, God, that's not your word, but if we begin to call those things that's not, if we begin, Lord, to stop looking at the mountains, God, that's trying to destroy us, but speak to them, God. Speak to our bodies, God, that we healed according to your word. And so, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for going to the cross for us, nailing the sins on the cross, God, that we can stand in righteousness on today and right standing with you because you made it available to us, God. We just got to believe, God, that you made it available to us, that we no longer have to do the things that we used to do. We no longer have to talk like we used to talk, but we begin to speak truth. Begin to speak your word, God, because you said that the word is not our mouth. But we got to speak the word. We got to speak truth. We got to speak what you're telling us to say, God. And we got to say what your word said. Because as long as we keep speaking what we feel, long as we keep speaking what we see, we can't receive what it is you're trying to give us, God. Because we keep speaking those things, God, that we can see. But if we begin to stand in proxy, we begin to intercede, God, for one another, God, when we begin, God, to call out to you because you care about us, God. You care about everything in our lives, no matter what it is that's going on, God. You are all-knowing, God. You see, you knew this day was coming. You knew this time was coming, God. But there's thanks, God, we got to begin to call healing on the land, God, because destruction is trying to come to destroy. But, God, we know we're not exempt because we know it was two houses built, one on the rock and one on the sand. But, God, we're not standing on the sand. We built our house upon the rock. We built our house upon you, Lord. And even though the storm came, when the storm left, we were still standing. So, God, on today, I pray for the people who have lost their jobs, God, because nobody don't know if they were one paycheck away from being homeless. They don't know. I pray, God, that you will begin to arrest these people in the spirit realm, that they can continue to destroy and tear down. God, I pray that no more will lies be able to stand but that the truth should prevail in the name of Jesus. Because you are not a God that you should lie. Truth have to stand, God. And we got to begin to speak truth. We got to begin, Lord, not to let the mountains destroy us. Because as long as we're looking at the picture and we're saying what the picture is saying, we're not standing by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We got to believe you at your word, God. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But we got to do something. We got to stop saying we're waiting on you. Because you keep saying, no, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to do what I told you to do. When I hung on the cross, when I said it is finished, it was finished. But you said you give unto us power, and we won't put it to use. Greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that is in the world. So, God, I pray that you'll begin to give your people strength. I pray, God, that you'll begin to open doors that no man can shut. And I pray that you'll begin to shut doors that no man can open. You said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, God, for supplying the need. I thank you, God, because we're not exempt, but we got a bloodshed covering. Greater is he that's in us. But we got to know, God, that the greater one lives on the inside of us. And we got to speak the word. Because the only way, God, that we can win is on our knees. Calling out to you. Believing you, God, that you're going to fight our battles. That you're going to supply the needs. We got to believe it, God. By faith. Because you are God that answers. You're the only true and living God. There is no other God. We serve a mighty God. And God, we thank you for the healing of our bodies. We thank you, God, when you share things that we can do for our bodies, God. So, God, I thank you. I come against this flu virus, the COVID virus, all of these diseases that's trying to overtake your people. I cancel the assignment of the enemy, and I send it back to the pit of hell from where it originated. And I claim the victory under the blood. For you said the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but his ultimate goal is to try to kill us, but he can't. Because the greater one lives on the inside of us. And so, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for your word, God. For your word. Everything about our life is in the word of God. You show us which direction to go. You say we'll hear a word behind us. What is the word, God, that we're hearing behind us, God? You said don't look to the left or to the right, but look straight ahead. Because you have prayed the way. You know the way, God. But we have to acknowledge you in all our ways so you can direct our path. Not we direct the way we want to go, but you direct the way you have us to go, God, in the name of Jesus. We're thankful and we're grateful for all that you're doing. I pray, God, for Minister Andre, complete healing over his body right now. in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to loose them and set them free. For the Lord said he was already healed in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that he's healed from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He healed in his throat, God. He healed, God, from the coffin. He healed, God, for whatever trying to destroy him. We cancel that assignment right now. Satan, you're a liar and a deceiver. But one thing I know, your name don't say Jesus, and that cold got to bow at the name of Jesus. For you said every knee shall bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You Lord, God, you rule, you reign. And we thank you, God. Because your word is not coming back void, but it is accomplishing what we send it to do on today. You said, well, two or three are gathered in your name. There you are in the midst. You said, whatsoever two shall ask in your name, that you were granted unto us, God. So we ask it in your name. There's no name greater. There's no name greater, Lord. We ask it in your name, God. That on today that you would meet the needs that's on this mind. On today, God, your people that's going through, that you would meet the needs in the name of Jesus. Because we serve an all-knowing God. We serve a God that hears when we're sleeping, God. You see what's going on. You know what's going on, God. We got to begin to have compassion on the people. Not me, my four, no more. We got to begin to have compassion. Because you had compassion on the people. And they were healed, God, because you had compassion. And I pray that the compassion of your people will come back. I pray, God, that we'll begin to serve you like never before. That we won't live in fear because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you, God, that our mind is sound right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we can move. We thank you, God, that we can get up and do things because you give us the strength. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for the joy being our strength this morning in the name of Jesus. That we can begin to do, that we can begin to say what you're asking us to do because we serve a mighty good God. And it's just not cliche, God, because you got to become all our life. And I know sometimes we say, giving honor to God who's the head of my life. But God, you got to become all of my life. Because I know if you become all of my life, I'll walk in obedience. I'll do what you asked me to do. And I thank you on this morning, God, that you're going to bless your people. That you're going to open up a window from heaven, God, and you're going to pour out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive. And you're going to rebuke the devils that's there for our sake, God, that's trying to overtake us, but it can't overtake us, God. It can't overtake us because we're covered under the blood. And we know that the blood still works. We know it do, God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago to give us life. Because you said that you said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you on today for the abundant life, God. We thank you on today for all that you're doing for your people, God. We thank you, God. For the hiding places, God, that you got us covered under your wings, God, we thank you. So, God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor. I call it done by faith, God. And I seal it under the blood. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host. God bless you, saint.
Amen. Amen. Sister Cynthia kept saying, speak the word. Speak the word. She said that the Lord didn't tell us to climb the mountain. He told us to speak to it. You know, sometimes, and her prayer was about healing. That was her subject matter. Sometimes we may be sick in our bodies, but it is, we have to speak the word and over our bodies. And it's not so much that the sickness that the healing that we need is in our body. Sometimes the healing that we need is in our faith. Our faith has been fractured. And by speaking the word, by knowing the word, we will get peace, we will get joy, and we will get healing in our spirit. We have to speak the word, but we have to know the word in order to speak it. So study your Bibles. Go watch Daily Bread. Watch the Evening Sacrifice. Watch our midweek service and our Sunday service. Come to this prayer line. Learn more about God. Learn more about his ways so that you can speak his word. Thank you for that, Sister Cynthia. Thank you. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. The Lord will give you peace, he will give you joy, and he will give you healing. And it is our responsibility to share it with someone else and to let them know that God has done it for us and he can do it for them too. If you would like to be a prayer host or a prayer lead, give our office a call at 216-475-6327. We want to hear you. We want to hear the new voices on this line. So give us a call, 216-475-6327. I just have a little song I want to play for you all.
Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Willie, won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it, Willie, won't it? Won't it do?
That's right. It is Won't He Do It Wednesday, and we are going to open up the line now and allow those who would like to give their testimony to testify. Minister LaShonda, you are up.
Well, good morning. Good morning, people of God. This is Sister LaShonda. Listen, I just wanted to jump on real quick and give this testimony. Bishop, y'all know my favorite thing, but ministering from our location. As mature believers, we minister from our location. One of our assignments was to go ahead and start a Bible study or a prayer line or whatever it is that you were going to do to work your portion of the vineyard. And I started a Bible study on Saturdays in September of last year. And on this past Saturday, one of the young men that comes to the Bible study, and you don't know how you're affecting people, but the message was you can make it on broken pieces. I said this on Monday. We know the message, but I just took a little portion of it from Bishop. And as they testified at the end, and this young man listed off three other messages that really affected his life and made a change in his life. What I do want to encourage the people is that your work is not in vain. Sometimes we're looking for the number, but the Lord impressed on me that it's the one. It's the one that he went back and found. It's the one sheep. It's the one coin. It's the one. It's the one son. So I just wanted to just tell that testimony, how God is moving, that you don't have to shrink down, but that God will use you when you say, here am I, use me. That is my testimony this morning. God bless you.
Thank you for that testimony. Again, if you have a testimony that you would like to share with us, just press 5-star and I will open up the line and allow you to tell that testimony. In the meantime, I have a testimony. The testimony I'm sharing today is I used to say that I was tithing, but I wasn't tithing correctly. I wasn't tithing 10% of all of my income. I would basically, my tithe was really an offering. It wasn't really a tithe. I was just calling it that. And I remember I had been audited by the IRS. And the IRS basically told me, this case is closed. You are not getting a refund. The very first time that I decided in my heart and in my mind to tithe correctly, that next week I received a check from the IRS from the case that they had closed. I have been a believer. I have tithed since then, and I encourage you all to tithe. You know, sometimes you say, oh, I can't afford to tithe. You can't afford not to tithe, because that belongs to God. And when we put our belief and our trust in him, he will make a way out of no way. Because that check that came, I needed that check. It came right on time. I'm not saying that you should tithe because the Lord is going to bless you financially, but he will. I'm encouraging you today. Sow your tithe, give your tithe, pay your tithe, and sow your seeds today. And just in case you want to sow, you can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209. Or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. We have a long list of people who are on our prayer list. And if you would like to be on our prayer list, or if you have a family member, then you can go to our website and fill out the prayer request form, and we can add you to the list. But as I'm going through this list, I would like you all to pray with me, pray for the people, because prayer works, and it works. Father, we love you and we thank you today. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your healing, oh God. We just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just touch the hearts of your people. Touch those who are on this prayer line. Touch their situation, God. You know what they need, God. And we ask that you would just move on their behalf, Lord. Lord, we ask right now that you will move on the behalf of those who are on our prayer list, Lord. We ask that you will touch and heal. Touch and heal. Heal Sister Georgie, oh God. Sister Rosie, oh God. Lord, we are praying for Mother Izzy, God. We're praying for Mother Clark, God. We're praying for Mother Burgess. We're praying for Brother Kraft. We're praying for Mother Peterson. We're praying for Mother Goodman today, oh God. Lord, we are asking that you move on their behalf, oh Lord. Move on their behalf. Move on the behalf of Sister Latanya and Sister Manzella, God. We ask that you will touch Sister Mercedes, Lord. Lord, heal Brother Billy, oh God. We're asking for healing, God, a touch from you, Lord, for Sister Linda, God. We're asking for a touch from you for Sister Brenda, God. We're asking for a touch from you for Sister Denise and Brother Bernard. And Lord, we're asking for a touch for Mother Wynn, God. We're asking for a touch for Sister Arlene, God. Touch and heal, touch and heal. We're asking for healing for Kendrick, oh God, today. Lord, we are asking that you will mend the hearts, that you will give peace and strength to Sister Keitha and her family, God. Give strength to Pastor Buckner and his community, oh God. Right now, in Jesus' name, we are asking, Lord, that you will touch your people, touch their situations, whatever they are in need of, God. We ask that you will provide. You are the great provider. You are the great I am. Whatever we need you to be, God, you are there. You can be that. When we need healing, you are our healer. When we need provision, you are our provider, oh God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, God. We ask that you will just move right now. Move on the behalf of your people. Move in our lives, God. Move in our bodies, God. Move in our homes, God. Move on our jobs, God. Move, 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 God. We're asking for a move from you, oh God. Some of us need something miraculous to happen, God, but you are a miracle worker, and we believe that you will work miracles on our behalf, God. So we ask that you will move in that. Move, oh God. Send miracles, oh God. Send provision, oh God. Send finances, oh God. Send healing, oh God. Send health, oh God. Send peace. Send joy, oh God, right now in Jesus' name, God. We are praying for the people, God. We're praying because we want to touch you, oh God. Lord, as we reach our hand to you, oh God, reach back to us, God. As we send up the praises to your name, God, send down blessings, Lord. We send it up, oh God, and we thank you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you. We lift you up. You are so wonderful. You are so awesome. You are magnificent, God. You are omnipresent. You are just there for us, God, and we thank you. We thank you that even if we're not healed today, that we believe that our faith is not fractured. We believe that you will heal. We believe that you can heal, oh God, and we thank you for it, Lord. We believe in you, and we trust you today. We trust you, oh God. We trust you that peace is coming. We trust you that joy is coming. We trust you that healing is coming, oh God. We trust in you. We trust in your word, oh God. We trust, oh God. We have trust today. We have faith today. And God, just in case our faith is not strong, God, we ask that you will increase it, God. Lord, let something be said today that will increase our faith. Let something that was said today be change our mind, oh God. Change our mind that we will believe in you. Change our mind that we will worship you. Change our mind, God, that we will know that you are our way maker, that you are all that we need when we are in a storm, that you will cover us when we are in a storm. You will steady the boat, oh God, and we thank you for it, God. We lift you up and magnify you, God. We ask that you would just have your way in the lives of your people, have your way in the lives of the people on this line today, have your way in the lives of the people that are on our prayer list, God, and those, God, that those, we ask that you would just touch those that have the quiet prayer, that have the quiet need. They think that their need isn't significant enough to put it on the prayer line, God. We ask that you touch it right now. You are an all-knowing God. You are all-knowing, and we ask that you will just speak to us, speak to our hearts, speak to our situations right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all so much for joining our prayer line today. Let's just give God some praise. Let's give God some praise right now. We
thank
love
you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
We bless you, God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah, Lord.
Continue to praise God throughout this day. Continue to praise God. Do not let, when you get off of this phone call, don't let that stop your praise. Let your praise continue, because someone will be touched by the praise. Someone will be touched by the faith that you have to say, thank you, Jesus, in the midst of your storm. Let's praise God and thank him today. Bishop Clark will be on our daily bread shortly, so make sure that you tune in. Get what you need. Come get what you need. Bishop Clark is giving nuggets that you can take with you and that you can share with others. He has given us words that are for our soul and that are for our spirit and that is for our natural. So let's go get our nuggets today. Get our daily bread at 9 a.m., which is right now, on YouTube. Thank you all again for joining us. Remember that we have our midweek service this evening. Sow your seed, tithe, $, Bishop Eric Clark. Let's just have a glorious day today. Let's do what God tells us to do. Thank you all again for joining us. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, Minister Erica.
Bless. God bless you. God bless, Minister, my minister. God bless.